You've been waiting all year, and the moment is finally here. It's time to shop Boll & Branch's biggest sale and start getting your best sleep in the world's softest sheets. Right now, you can get 25% off the organic cotton sheets loved by millions of sleepers. They feel breathable, luxuriously soft, and get even softer with every wash. So hurry to BollAndBranch.com for 25% off everything with free shipping and extended returns. Shop today at BollAndBranch.com. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Why is Instacart the holiday rescue app? Because you can get all your seasonal decor delivered instead of having to drive to 12 different stores. Candles and candy canes? Delivered. Wreaths and reindeer? Delivered. Lights from Lowe's? Delivered. And since I know you're going to ask, inflatable snowman? Delivered. So this season, stay in and get decked out. Download Instacart, the holiday rescue app, to get free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. $10 minimum per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, we continue. This is Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. We'll go out to the guest line right now. Welcome in legendary NFL quarterback Drew Brees, who's playing some pickleball these days with the new Owl Paddle, which reduces the sound of hitting the ball by more than 50%. Drew, appreciate the time as always. How you been?
Yeah, I've been really good. You?
Been fantastic. I got to start you off with the game last night. Eagles 9-1. They still haven't played their best football, and the record speaks for itself. But on the other side, you look at Kansas City. That's three straight games in the second half where they have not scored a point and have been shut out. Where's your concern level, even with how great Patrick Mahomes is, when you look at the Chiefs' offense right now?
Yeah, you know what? They've had moments over the last few years. I mean, look, you know this. They at any moment they could just go off, right? There's as explosive an offense as there is in football. They've got, you know, arguably one of the best quarterbacks, and a guy who's just so dangerous, right? Like, no game is ever out of reach with those guys. I mean, their defense has been playing really good this year. So it's one of those teams where they're always dangerous, but from week to week, you just don't really know what team you're going to get. And so they've had these moments where there's been a little lack of consistency. I can remember a couple of years ago, it was actually the 2021 season. They went on to go play well in the playoffs, but nonetheless, they weren't getting the ball to Kelce. You know, there wasn't a commitment to the run. They kind of lacked some creativity with some of the things that they were doing. They were turning the ball over a bunch. Like, it was really uncharacteristic stuff, but stuff that you would just sit back as like an experienced coach or experienced offense and say, hey guys, we're kind of beating ourselves, you know? So I think that's what they're going to see is when they turn on the film, is that, man, we're kind of beating ourselves here. It's not necessarily what defenses are doing to defend us. I mean, look, of course, teams are going to try to double Travis Kelce, right? I mean, that's what I would do. I'd be the number one guy I'm taking away if I'm playing that offense, right? Like, he is the key to that passing game. But when you got a guy like Mahomes who has the ability to run around and make plays, when you've got a defense that's playing at a high level, you know, there's no reason why you shouldn't win all the games you're supposed to win. And then, you know, when you play against arguably one of the other better teams in the league, in the Eagles, you got to find ways to make the plays at the end in order to win.
Talking to Drew Brees right now, I got to get to your old ball coach in Sean Payton. Got off to a slow start with Russell Wilson, but now they're rolling, winning four straight. So they've shown together they could be really solid, they could be good. You know, there's a difference to eventually achieving greatness. Do you think this is the start of a great duo with Sean and Russ?
Yeah, you know what, Dave? I think I knew early on the season was a bit of an aberration, you know, because I think everyone felt like, man, coming off of last year, hey, the defense had been really, really solid last year, and that was just going to continue, and then it was going to allow the offense to, kind of slowly ramp up steam. Unfortunately, defense really came out and struggled, and I think there was, you know, they lost some edge players from last year, and so they just needed a chance to kind of take what was a new scheme and just develop a comfort level with it. Offensively, I think they started off better than what I expected, and yet, on the other side of the ball, it just wasn't enough. So now you've seen them start to kind of hit their stride. You can definitely feel like, man, everybody's bought in. Everybody understands the direction and the expectation level that, you know, I'm sure Sean has put into place there, you know, knowing him as a head coach. And, I'm interested to see how the offense continues to progress because they definitely have some weapons. You know, I think they've made a big commitment to the run game here over the last couple of weeks, especially. I think that really helps out what I think is one of Russell Wilson's great strengths, which is the play action passing game and his ability to push the ball down the field. It doesn't feel like they've done that a lot. So I think there's still a ton of room for growth there, which would make them even more explosive. So if you can get there and combine a great run game and explosive play action passing game with a defense that's playing well, then they become a really dangerous team.
Talking to Drew Brees right now. We'll talk about what he's doing today with the owl paddle in just a bit, playing a lot of pickleball. I know that you've seen Joe Burrow go down for the year. Unfortunately, Deshaun Watson as well. I know you haven't played since 2020, but if either of those teams called you, would you be interested in joining the Browns and Bengals for the rest of the way?
No, you know what? My wife was born in Cleveland, so as much a family there. You know, that would be tempting. No, I'm just kidding. No, I'm very happy, coaching my kids and just being dad.
I'll tell you though, Cleveland has a damn good team, great defense, offensive line is solid. I think they just need a quarterback. Like, if you're interested, even if Tom Brady wants to unretire again, I think you guys could really go win something this year in Cleveland.
I'll tell you what, that fan base deserves it. I know that.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you ever thought about maybe unretiring through the last 3 years? I know you're happy now. I respect what you just said, but has there ever been a moment where you were close to coming on back?
No. You know, there was back my first year in retirement when I was actually working for NBC. And,
yeah,
you know, it was still kind of the crazy COVID stuff. And, you know, there was a moment where all the Saints quarterbacks were out either with injury or with COVID. And Sean asked me to come back and play in the Monday night game right after Christmas against the Dolphins. And I came really, really close to doing it. But, you know, I had obligations, you know, other places that I felt like I needed to, you know, follow through with.
By the way, what are your view of the Saints right now? What do you think they could accomplish this year with what Dennis Allen and Derek Carr are doing?
You know, I think they've had their moments. You know, they they went up to New England and had a big game offensively. You know, they went to Indianapolis and had a big game offensively. You know, came back home and had another big game against the Bears offensively, and then, you know, go to Minnesota and, you know, Tampa, and you can point to some of these other games where it's like, man, it just didn't feel like they had great rhythm. You know, just kind of got, you know, just a lack of consistency, I'd say, you know. So, look, I think that's a team that has all the pieces in place. And they've got great veteran leadership. They've got some talented young guys. Defensively, it's certainly a top 10, if not a top 5 defense. Offensively, and they've got a lot of weapons. You know, you got a guy in Derek Carr who's, you got command of the offense. So, and there's really no reason why, you know, every time those guys step on the field, you shouldn't expect them to win or be highly competitive. The record doesn't reflect that right now. But, you know, I'd say the latter half of the season here, they got a bunch of divisional games. You know, they're going to play. They're going to play Carolina again. They're going to play Tampa again. They're going to play Atlanta twice, you know. So in a division that's pretty tight right now, that'll be the determining factor. But I'd be surprised if they don't win the division.
When you watch the Chargers get into the other team that you played for, is it just as simple as Staley isn't the right guy for this team right now?
I wouldn't say that. You know, for whatever reason, they haven't been able to get over the hump. You know, it feels like there's those games where, man, offensively they're just super high-powered, they're scoring a bunch of points, and they can't stop anybody on defense. And then there's those games like last week where I felt like, you know, all in all, the team played well. They just had, you know, two or three plays where, you know, you drop a ball that should have been a touchdown, you fumble the ball inside the 5 going in, and, you know, so you had 3 red zone possessions and you got 6 points, you know. So, like, stuff like that in the NFL when most games are decided by one possession, you know, and you lose whatever that score was, 23-20 or whatever, you know, they lose by a field goal. You know, you drop a ball at the end of the game, you know, rookie receiver drops a go ball that probably should have been a touchdown, maybe the game winner. Like, you know, you just, you get frustrated because it's a loss, right? At the same time, you turn on the tape and it's like, guys, there's like four or five things that happen here that if we just do one of them, we win this game. So they've got, they got the quarterback, right? I mean, that's priority number one.
I'll tell you, I think they need Drew. I think they need Belichick. There's all these rumors about Belichick maybe being done in New England. That would be a perfect match because Bill needs more talent right now.
Yeah, you know, there's always fireworks in every NFL offseason. I mean, shoot, we've gone to where we're firing coordinators mid-season. You know, we got two in a row these last 2 weeks, right? So there's always gonna be a coaching shuffle. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out.
All righty, Drew, before we let you run, always appreciate you and jump on board with us. Tell me about your pickleball game these days. I know you're heavily involved in that in this new Owl Paddle.
Yeah, so I'm an owner in an MLP team called the Los Angeles Mad Drops Pickleball Club. We actually won the championship this year, which was awesome, and look forward to seeing the league grow and continue to progress. So Owl Paddles is I'm actually here in New York right now with John McEnroe. We're about to play pickleball inside of a library, believe it or not.
Wow.
With these Owl Paddles to show just how quiet pickleball can be. You know, there's the only negative with pickleball right now, or perceived negative, is that it can get a little noisy, you know, with all the ding, ding, ding. So Owl has done a great job with engineering a paddle that now reduces the sound by 50%. So it's significantly quieter. It's actually the only paddle that is USA Pickleball quiet category designated. So this is a great option. You don't lack any performance, you know, power. It's really kind of provides all those things in addition to being nice and quiet.
I know you're probably always looking to enhance the scouting department on the pickleball team. I'll just make a recommendation. I have a hidden gem for you. My Uncle Kenny, he may be in his 70s now, but he really is moving and grooving on that pickleball court.
You know what? Those are the kind of guys that sneak up on you. You know, you step onto the court, a couple old guys, you're like, oh, we're about to run these guys. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like a kung fu match. You don't know what hits you.
Drew, I know you got to run. Appreciate the time. You be well. Happy Thanksgiving.
All right, man, you too.
I'm Snoop Dogg, and I'm giving up smoke. I know what you're thinking. Snoop, smoke is kind of your whole thing. But I'm done with it. I'm done with the coughing and my clothes smelling all funky. I'm going smokeless. Solo Stove Fix 5. They took out the smoke. Now you can have a nice blaze without any clouds ruining your day. Go smokeless. Go to solostove.com. Tell them Big Snoop Dogg sent you.
Hey there, football fans. I'm Brian Baldinger, and I'm thrilled to introduce you to The Best Football Show, a podcast that's an exhilarating journey through the world of the National Football League. Join me each weekday, breaking down those spine-tingling moments, dissecting top players, and offering my unique perspective. Prepare to get smarter about the game we all love with every episode of The Best Football Show, where the game comes to life. Huddle up with me for a football experience like no other. Follow The Best Football Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, boys.
Tell me why.
I've washed it so many times, but the odor won't come out.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors. It helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products.